Respectfully. Nah.
La cosa moneta yo tengo sin reno por nada de boda. La cosa pequeña yo me sale mal por nada.
Right, listen, Mina. Before we get into today's mess, I swear, my aunt just texted me the other day. Respect yourself, love. Don't give away your cake. I'm like, what cake, auntie? See, this is the energy we're talking about, yeah? The world of the old heads where your body count was almost your moral resume. Especially if you're a woman. If you had, I don't know, more than one or two, you were instantly fast or damaged goods. Men, though, please celebrated hero status unlocked.
Ha, not the cake. You know, it's wild because my grandma used to say, a lady never tells, not even to her pillow. It took me like a decade to get that she meant you don't even confess to yourself. It was always, keep it zipped, don't talk, don't even admit you did anything. Privacy and shame, hand in hand.
Privacy or just everyone minding everyone else's business? Like, you ever notice in all those old films, James Bond could have half of Europe on speed dial and people cheered. But if a Bond girl had, you know, a past, she was dangerous or tragic or dead by the end of the film. The Madonna whore thing. You're either a saint or you're the downfall.
Yep. And it's all baked into the save yourself for marriage bit, right? That pressure was mostly for girls. Meanwhile, boys were just boys. There was this pride in having experience if you were a dude, like notches on a belt. But for girls, it was just invisible scars. Sometimes it felt like you couldn't win. Either you were pure or suspect. No middle ground.
And honestly, Mina, the anxiety around being found out. Nah, it shapes your whole life. I still catch myself editing my own stories like, did I share too much, even when no one asked? So, maybe the real question is, did those old standards actually serve anyone, or were they just keeping us stressed and guilty?
We're kind of flipping to the other extreme now, though. Like, one minute it was all secrets, and now everybody's listing body counts on TikTok like it's a stats class. Millennials and Gen Z, we went all in on radical honesty. Transparency builds trust and all that. But does it?
Good question. I mean, my group chat? We overshare all day. But there's a difference between sharing on your terms versus being grilled for info. Reminds me, when I was out in a field camp in, like, northern Nigeria, the cultural vibe was total secrecy. Personal stuff? Off limits. But back home, my friends will roast you if you try to stay silent. Two worlds. Total privacy versus spilling everything. And I'm not sure either one gets it right.
Yeah. And sometimes asking about body counts just becomes another way to judge. Like, is it really helping people trust each other? Or is it a test to see if someone's acceptable? I had someone ask me for my number once, and when I paused, he was all, if you have to think, it must be high. Sir, maybe I just have memory loss. Or maybe it's none of your business.
Literally. And let's be honest, do folks even want the truth? Sometimes it feels like a trap, say the right number, not the real one. And anyway, does that number tell you anything real about trust or vibes or respect?
Or is it just a badge you wear, a new way to flex or shame? We've swung the pendulum from not telling a soul, not even your pillow, to oversharing in public. I'm not sure either is actually working out better for intimacy, you know?
So, let's get honest for a second. What do we actually need to know about someone we're dating? Is the body count even top five? Or is it, like, Do you communicate? Are you emotionally available? Are you taking care of yourself?
Right. Like, I saw this viral Twitter thread. This couple broke up because one person revealed their past, and everyone was in the comments choosing sides. Some said, hard limit, past matters. Others were like, that's growth, you should be able to move on. Everyone's got a different line about what counts as a deal breaker, but it made me wonder, is the story even about numbers, or is it about feeling respected, safe, and seen?
Safe, respected, and seen. I like that. I mean, you could have 0 or 100 and it still says nothing about how someone treats you today. Maybe these convos about numbers are just distractions from talking about stuff that builds actual intimacy. I'll die on that hill, Mina.
You know what? I might join you on that hill. It also feels like there's all this pressure to have the right answer just to fit someone else's idea of what's okay. I'd rather have awkward chats about boundaries and health than memorize a stat.
Agreed. So, maybe that's where we leave it for today. What matters isn't the math, it's the meaning. Thanks for real talking with me, Mina.
Always, Amara. And thanks to everyone listening for being in this mess with us. We'll catch you next time. Same energy, new topics. Peace.
Bye, everyone. Be kind to yourselves.